Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Blake Masters joins us, running for Senate in Arizona, blakemasters.com. Very important we support him. And also, there's a very sneaky campaign going on in Utah being run by Mitt Romney to destroy Senator Mike Lee. We educate you on that. And also, why is Mitch McConnell spending precious resources in Alaska to defeat Kelly Schiavacca? We like Kelly Schiavacca a lot. It's very strange. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point Action this election season. TPAction.com is your home for all things action, 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 and all things education, philosophy, values. TPUSA.com, including our Turning Point USA tour, front lines on college campuses, University of Texas, Grand Canyon University, and more. TPUSA.com/tour. Candace Owens and I barnstorm the country. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Blake Masters is here. He is running for the Senate race in Arizona, and he's doing a lot of different things. And he said, Charlie, I got a very short window where I could do things. I said, that's fine. Get on the program. Blake, welcome to the program. You are closing the gap against Mark Kelly. You're doing very well. I'm telling you, the amount of Mark Kelly ads that I see out there is overwhelming. But despite that, I see some very good trends. How do you think the race is going?
It's good. It's I'm the underdog for sure, right? But that's right where I want to be. We've closed the gap. Most reputable polls have me down 1, 2, maybe 3 points. And I actually think there's reason to believe it's closer than that. So we're going to see it tighten up even more. And the Democrats are learning, Charlie. They can't just buy it. I think they're surprised. I think they thought with all Mark Kelly's money, they could just buy the election. Turns out, nope, we've got the highest gas prices ever, the worst inflation in 40 years. There's a recession. Mark Kelly decided to hike taxes during the recession. Mm-hmm. Crime is spiking. Open border with fentanyl and illegals flowing in. Things are not working. And this electorate, you know this just as well as I do, it's not a purple state. This is a red state. This electorate wants to vote Republican. We just have to get our message out while Mark Kelly is carpet bombing the airwaves. But we're doing it. We're going to win this thing.
Blake's race is one of the most important in the country. You have an incumbent Democrat senator in a red state. And by the way, Blake, I heard you say something the other day. Is it true that that independents in Arizona are voting for Republicans 2-1? Is that right?
They want to, because when you poll them, 2/3 of independents in the state know that Joe Biden has failed. Nobody likes this. Nobody likes Joe Biden. Everybody thinks it's actually amazing that it's only 2/3, right? I'm like, who's the 1/3 of people that thinks everything's great? But 2/3 of independents know that Joe Biden's failed. What they have to know, what I have to go and spread the message about is Mark Kelly is Joe Biden. These guys are joined at the hip. Mark Kelly will ham and haw about, oh, I'm bipartisan, I'm independent. That's just what he said to get elected. Because in D.C., Mark Kelly is voting in lockstep for Joe Biden's failed agenda. Once we get that message out, once those independents learn what Mark Kelly's actually done in D.C., they want to make a change and they'll vote Republican.
So it's blakemasters.com to get behind Blake and to help him out. Someone just sent an email, and Blake, I think I'll answer it for you. They said, why doesn't Blake run more ads? Blake, it's because you don't have $50 million that Mark Kelly is sitting on. Is that right?
Please donate. That's right. People say, Blake, have you thought about countering these horrible attack ads? And I say, absolutely. Have you thought about donating to my campaign?
Exactly. That's right.
But you'll see more ads coming soon. We're actually closing the gap, and we've got a lot of anti-Mark Kelly.
I love it. Well, and that's an important thing, right? Because so you're within striking distance while being outspent 10-1 on the airwaves. We've been trying to warn people for quite some time that we, as the Republicans, MAGA candidates, are being outspent by these Silicon Valley oligarchs. People said, oh, yeah, whatever. And then we get these emails. Why are we being so outspent on the airwaves? Well, it's because when you become a working class party and all the white woke liberals that don't share our values go to the Democrat Party, there is a gap to fill there. But despite all of that, I still think the trend is our friend. Let's play cut 126.
We basically had inflation under control for 40 years, despite the fact that the price of oil fluctuated. We lost the thread about a year and a half ago with massively expansionary policies relative to the size of the GDP gap. The fiscal stimulus was five times as large as it had been during the financial crisis.
That's Larry Summers, who's Obama's economic guy. Blake, we are living through an economic catastrophe made possible thanks to your opponent, Mark Kelly. And then Mark Kelly votes for 87,000 new IRS agents. Your thoughts?
Shows you his priorities, right? And to hire those 87,000 IRS agents, remember, Mark Kelly had to specifically reject. He said no to 18,000 more Border Patrol agents. So that is Mark Kelly in a nutshell. He left our border wide open, but he wants to hire more tax collectors to come after you. These people just have their priorities backwards. That's why we need to make a change.
Yeah, it's to punish the American citizen, to not prioritize basic needs for the country like the border. And yet overnight, Ukraine gets another $12 billion. If you're out there and you're listening, and you say, oh, I don't know if I want to vote for Republican or Democrat, you are poor since Biden took office. Play cut 31.
The markets are set to open after an absolutely brutal week on Wall Street. Stocks now down $7.6 trillion since President Biden took office.
Now, I would not be surprised if the Fed comes in and they try to do something to boost this market before the midterms, just because the Democrats are floundering right now. The market is down. Inflation is up. There's all sorts of different things happening. And Blake, we have to open up American energy. We have to do very basic, prudent things. Your opponent is running these ads that talk. It's a bunch of nothing. I don't even think the ads are that convincing. And despite all of that, though, you're right there. You're right within that margin of error. What does the new Republican Senate need to do if we take back the Senate economically?
Oh, well, we just need to stop, right? The first thing to do is to stop Joe Biden's agenda. Just stop the bleeding, right? I want to be talking about the positive agenda. I want to be talking about desalination plants powered by nuclear reactors to solve Arizona's water crisis, right? We have a lot of plans for the future. But first, we got to get in there, take back Congress, and just stop. Joe Biden's printing trillions of dollars with reckless abandon. Well, that's going to cause inflation. It's like, Charlie, what did they think was going to happen? Every trillion dollars the government just prints makes every dollar in your wallet and my wallet worth less and less. It sends prices at the grocery store just skyrocketing, right? So first, just stop the pain, right? We need to go and play hardball with Biden. I'm not going to vote for a single thing that Biden wants, not a single piece of funding, not a single appointee, unless and until we get border security. I'm tired of this wide open southern border. I'm tired of Biden just selling out our whole southern border, selling out our country, really, to the Mexican drug cartels. And Mark Kelly, if the cartel members could vote in this election, they would all vote for Mark Kelly. That's like their business partner. So we got to play hardball, stop the crazy spending, and get some border security. Those are priorities one and two.
I really think that message is starting to settle in Arizona. I'm talking to a lot of different people, and this nonstop blitzkrieg of ads, it's so repetitive. It's nonstop. It's one. And it's lies, by the way. It's total, complete misrepresentations. It's lies. And people are feeling actual economic pain. And the border is, I think, one of the top issues in the country, but it's definitely top two here in Arizona. And then Mark Kelly, here's how you know that Mark Kelly is in trouble. His ads all pander to Republican strike zone issues. Yep. That's how you know he's in trouble. He's not talking about drag queen story hour or the gender stuff, because he knows those stuff is big losers in Arizona. But instead, he pretends like he's some tough guy because he rented an SUV on the border and he found one person who's a bought off, probably cartel sympathizing, you know, sheriffs down there. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to give you what you need to secure the border. No, Mark, actually, you hired 87,000 new IRS agents. We need Border Patrol agents. We're being invaded. Your thoughts, Blake?
That's exactly right. Mark Kelly's got to use all that money to lie. In order to have a chance of winning, the Democrats have blown it so badly. In order to have a chance of winning, they have to lie. They've got to try to tear me down and lie about me with those crazy attack ads. They have to lie about Mark Kelly's record. He's trying to be John McCain or even Kyrsten Sinema, and he's no McCain. He's no Kyrsten Sinema. He's a left-wing cog in the D.C. machine, just rubber stamping Biden's agenda. When we get that message out, and we're doing it, we're going to tighten this, we're going to pass him, and we're going to beat him in November.
Yeah, the latest Trafalgar poll shows that Blake Masters is down 1 point, and it's not a good sign if an incumbent is at 46%. That's a very, very
after
bad—
spending $65 million.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry. It's a good sign for us. It's a bad sign for him. So if I was Mark Kelly's consultant or strategist, I'd say, okay, so we spent nearly $100 million if you count all the outside groups, and our ceiling is 46%. And you're seeing it all across the country, and things happen in trends because of the stock market, because of the economy, because of crime, and all these different things. The late breakers are going towards Republicans in big numbers. And look, this is not easy. Mark Kelly, he's going to pull out every single sort of trick he has, every single trick, tons of money, total nonsense. But despite that, he's hitting his ceiling. So everybody, it's BlakeMasters.com. It's BlakeMasters.com. Could you imagine Blake as a senator? The country would be a much better place to play offense in Washington, D.C. and represent our voters. Hiring should be based on merit, not on sex or politics. Unfortunately, many large financial firms are using your money to force companies like Apple and Home Depot to adopt so-called racial equity audits. That is not their job. And the great company Strive Asset Management believes it makes companies like Apple and Home Depot less successful. But here's the good news. It's your money, not theirs. My friend Vivek Ramaswamy's new firm Strive just launched the Strive 500 on the New York Stock Exchange. Under the ticker STRV, Strive uses their shareholder power to mandate America's largest public companies to focus on products and profits instead of politics and social justice. The bigger Strive gets, the more powerful their voice will be. Visit strivefunds.com, that's strivefunds.com, or you could buy STRV on the New York Stock Exchange today. That's strivefunds.com, and the ticker is STRV. It's time to revive merit in corporate America. strivefunds.com, that's strivefunds.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risk, challenges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund, please call 855-427-7360 or visit our website at strivefunds.com. Read the prospectus or summary carefully before investing. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. The Strive ETFs are distributed by Quasar Distributors, LLC. Blake, some people are wondering, what's all this drama with McConnell and outside money and all this? Walk us through it.
Yeah, you know, I guess Mitch McConnell pulled, I don't know, $18 million of funding that they had allocated to Arizona. They pulled it. Their official reason was, hey, you know, we're still bullish on Arizona, but let's let other people come in and fill the gap. And so I don't know what's going on there. My attitude is, I can control what I can control, right? The hard dollars, raising money, doing events, doing media. I can't control what Mitch McConnell does. And my pledge is that we are going to have enough resources to win this race. With or without Mitch McConnell's money, we are going to beat Mark Kelly. We're going to take Arizona back. I'm just extremely confident. So I'd welcome the air cover. I think this is close. It's an investable race. I think it's going to determine the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate. So I don't know what he's doing, but he's going to do what he's going to do. He wants to come in, great. If not, we're still going to win.
How much outside money do you think has been announced recently that's coming in on your behalf?
I've heard about $8 million in the last 10 days or so. And so look, Mark Kelly, yeah, he's on the airwaves. Yeah. He's got 3,000 points on TV, but we've got 2,000 points, anti-Kelly, pro-Blake TV. So we're closing the gap here. We're going to have the resources we need in October to win.
That's great. And I think you're going to see a surge of small dollar support. And Blake, this is a type of election, in my opinion, where Democrats got very hot over the summer. They had all their summer fundraisers in Aspen and Silicon Valley and all of these incredibly dangerous Silicon Valley oligarchs that you're really challenging and calling out. They wrote huge checks over the summer. We're talking about $120 million from Soros. You know, you got Reid Hoffman. We're talking massive checks. And the Democrats were smart, which is we have to go super aggressive, super early, because the trend is not our friend. Republicans, I think, were taken a little off guard. Republican donors weren't forking over checks so much. And August was tough. I mean, you had a tough primary in August. You know, the moment you won the primary, Kelly was going negative. And in some ways, we've actually had to kind of climb ourselves, R being the collective movement, out of a hole here. But now it seems like, okay, ballots still have not come out in Arizona, but they are soon. We're 40 days out from actually election day. We're starting to see the trend all of a sudden go in our direction in a very positive way. Television can move the needle 1% to 3%. Plus, I think there is an under-polling problem in Arizona, I think you agree, of Trump voters. And I think the rurals are going to show up in massive numbers for you. And I will say, Blake, I would love your thoughts. I think a strong gubernatorial candidate helps you in this regard. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I think Carrie Lake is fantastic. I think she's running a fantastic race. You know, our internal polling has her polling about 4 points ahead of me. And I think that's right. Plus, you know, Katie Hobbs. I don't need to tell you, Katie Hobbs.
I wish you could run against Katie Hobbs. I mean, I
Katie Hobbs is horrible.
If you could run against Katie Hobbs, it would be done.
But Kerry is, and Kerry's going to crush Katie Hobbs, and I think that only helps me, right? Katie Hobbs is out with her leftism. Like, she just wears it proudly. Mark Kelly at least hides his. Mark Kelly's an incumbent. Katie Hobbs is not. Katie Hobbs has no money. Yes. Mark Kelly has tons of money, right? So I drew a tougher opponent, but I love being a ticket mate with Kerry. She's running a fantastic race. She and I will work great together, and I think we complement each other well.
Great.
So she'll help me out here. Get the turnout high. I think we're going to crush these Democrats in November.
At Turning Point PAC, we have billboards all across the state that say "Vote Blake and Lake." It's all across
Blake
the
Lake.
State. You see them if you drive. If you drive through the 101 or the 202, we got these big billboards "Vote Blake and Lake." But if you want to donate directly to Blake Masters' campaign, it's blakemasters.com. That is blakemasters.com. Are you going to get a debate against Mark Kelly?
Yes, I'm so excited for that. It's on October 6th, so coming up in just about a week. We had to challenge him to four debates just to get him to agree to one. Did you know, Charlie, Mark Kelly rejected a debate hosted by CNN? It was probably going to be moderated by Tapper. And he said, no, that's too scary. So we finally got him to do this PBS Clean Elections debate. And I'm going to put him on the ropes. His record is indefensible. So I look forward to watching him struggle.
And just be ready for this kind of fake thing from PBS. You know, Blake, what do you think about the big lie? Offense, offense, offense. Every answer, you got to play offense against these people, right? That they're the fascists, they're all that. Well, you'll have your own twist on it, but you can't let them set the terms of debate. They want the borders
100%.
Open. They want inflation. Enough of this nonsense. But Blake, you're super smart, much smarter than Mark Kelly. And you look at the trends, and we're good at this on this program. You know, we understand the data. Tyler Boyer is on our team, and he knows the stuff. The trends are very good for you, Blake. You're not there yet. But I'm telling you, this whole Republican ticket, I could just see this. And I hear through the whispers that maybe Mr. Trump is going to be coming sometime soon. I hear it through the wind. Some people are saying
hopefully
things.
So.
Yeah, we don't know. Nothing confirmed yet. BlakeMasters.com, one of the most important Senate races in the last decade. You get Blake Masters elected as a senator. Not only is that important for the broader control of the Senate, but Blake will be a fighter. He's so smart. He's young. He gets it. We got to get behind him. BlakeMasters.com. Blake, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about one of the most important organizations in the country, created by co-founder of the Home Depot, Bernie Marcus. The folks at Job Creators Network defend and advance policies that help small business owners across America grow their business. We talk a lot about labor in the media, and we're always responding to the complaints of labor, and that's fine. Obviously, it's important, but who actually creates the jobs that labor actually is able to enjoy? Big business has their lobbyists, but small ones don't always have the time or money to defend themselves against the forces of global corporations and their crony capitalist pals in the kingdom of Washington, D.C. Job Creators Network, that's right, Job Creators Network fights for small business owners across America, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business advocates. They'll train you to be the face and voice of Main Street in your communities and beyond. To learn more, go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. That is jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Small business is the heartbeat, the backbone, the lifeblood of our economy and the American dream. Learn how you can join this growing army of advocates. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com now and hit the red join button. If you are a small business owner, if you're involved, go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. That is jobcreatorsnetwork.com. I am going to warn the country about a race that could take a very disturbing trend in Utah. We're seeing great trends in other states, but Utah, there's something happening that is really important that we talk about. We got a lot of great patriots that watch in the state of Utah. But Utah is an increasingly confusing political state. Temperamentally and morally, Utah is one of the most conservative states in the country. You can't buy alcohol on Sundays. It's a very religious state with obviously a significant LDS population. Utah has a divide in the LDS community, the same way that Christian evangelical divides exist, where there seems to be kind of a rhino, watered-down part of the LDS world, and then a conservative, legitimate, pro-American, pro-freedom kind of coalition within the LDS community. Now, it used to be the LDS world was the most conservative. but it seems as if in the last decade, you have more and more people coming out of LDS world being like Jeff Flake, being like Willard Mitt Romney, being like John Huntsman, and less being like the fabulous, the articulate Mike Lee. I love the state of Utah. It's one of the most beautiful places in America. There's some great people in Utah. And I know the people of Utah, especially the grassroots conservatives in Utah, are very, very frustrated with what's happening. I am no fan of Mitt Romney. He's awful. Mitt Romney is a liar. Mitt Romney is a deceiver. Mitt Romney lied to Donald Trump and got Donald Trump's endorsement just because he was afraid of what would happen in a primary if he didn't get it. And then he goes and impeaches Donald Trump, I believe twice. We can get a fact check on that. I know he at least voted to remove him once. Mitt Romney marched with BLM activists. Mitt Romney is always going out of his way to pander to foreign interests, not American interests. Mitt Romney's far more concerned about the borders of Ukraine than our own southern border. And so now Mitt Romney is focused on a subterranean campaign, very sneaky operation in the state of Utah that all of you need to be made aware of. One of the reasons I think this is not getting as much attention is because Mike Lee is such a decent man. Mike Lee is such a good person that he's so focused on process and he always looks to everyone's better angels. Mike Lee is without a doubt one of the most polite, gentle, genuine people I have ever had the chance to spend time with. I'm honored to call him a friend. But Mike Lee has just been railroaded by this entire Mitt Romney moderate LDS establishment in Utah. There's a great article in the Federalist.com that talks about this because Mike Lee is not at risk of losing to a Democrat. He is at risk of losing to a Democrat who calls himself an independent. This is a very important story here in the Federalist. Republican senators baffled by Mitt Romney's ploy to oust Mike Lee and maybe thwart a majority. It's very important. We're going to pull the fire alarm here for everyone across the country. Mitt Romney is not focusing on trying to win back Republican seats. Mitt Romney is not worried about helping out Blake Masters, J.D. Vance, or Oz, or Walker, or any of these people. Now, Mitt Romney is worried about getting rid of the liberty-loving, Constitution-loving Mike Lee. We got to focus on this. I'm going to walk through this because Mitt Romney, being the snake that he is, Mitt Romney, once being our party's nominee, being a globalist pro-Chinese spokesperson, is now under the surface trying to get rid of a decent, courageous senator, one of the most powerful, one of my favorite senators. And you don't hear a lot about Mike Lee at times because he does his job. But no one understands the Constitution like Mike Lee. No one understands the separation of powers. He loves liberty. So what's going on here? Well, basically, in the state of Utah, the race has been winnowed down to Mike Lee versus Evan McMuffin. Now has to run. Oh, it's McMullen. Sorry. Oops. Same thing. Run up against, remember Evan McMuffin, McMullen? When he ran for president against Donald Trump, trying to steal Utah away from him. He's a CIA guy, by the way. He parrots CIA talking points. I think he used to work for the Central Intelligence Agency. So he's running as a quote-unquote independent in the state of Utah, trying to peel away Democrats and that LDS moderate coalition in an attempt to defeat Senator Mike Lee. The latest poll out of Utah shows that McMullen is only 2 points behind Mike Lee, with a full 16% of respondents unsure of who they will vote for. This is not getting nearly enough coverage. So it is conceivable that we win Blake Masters in Arizona, that we win Herschel Walker in Georgia, that we win Oz in Pennsylvania, that Ted Budd wins in North Carolina, and Ron Johnson wins in Wisconsin, and J.D. Vance wins in Ohio, and Adam Laxalt wins, and we don't get a majority because we were so focused on defeating Democrats that it's possible that a CIA plant by the name of Evan McMuffin McMullen defeats Mike Lee and he caucuses with the Democrats. And who is behind this? Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is the architect and the pusher of trying to destroy our chances going into November. The article continues by Molly Hemingway. Mitt Romney is not endorsing in this race because he says he's friends with both candidates. He has designed this entire operation to defeat incumbent liberty-loving Senator Mike Lee. Polls show that Republicans are on track to do well in November with incredibly tight races and contests if Democrats supporting McMuffin McMullen were able to pull off an upset in Utah. It would have a profound consequence for the future of the Senate. McMullen was the figurehead of the 2016 coordinated effort to depress Republican turnout when he ran for president as a CIA operative. At that time, he claimed to be motivated by concern that Donald Trump was not pro-life enough. That was McMullen's complaint in 2016. He is a total snake. Do you see how desperate the Uniparty is? We're worried about winning races in North Carolina and Wisconsin, Arizona. We're going all out. And meanwhile, they're going after one of our own in a fake independent run to try to defeat Mike Lee. McMullen ran for president to try to take Utah away from Trump. Thankfully, that didn't work. But the person behind all of this is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is trying his best to make sure that Anthony Fauci never gets held accountable. Mitt Romney is the designer and the architect to make sure that we don't get rid of 87,000 new IRS agents, to make sure that we do not have oversight or checks and balances. Mitt Romney is doing a very sneaky thing here in Utah. And for every grassroots American out there, I hope you're hearing me clearly. We have got to signal the alarm on this. We have to call out Willard Romney. We have to call out McMuffin McMullen. This is a massive cockroach operation happening in Utah. So we have this red wave building. We have all the great prerequisites. We have all the preconditions. Unfortunately, the economy is collapsing. The border is wide open. Crime is surging. We're finally getting our money straight. And what do we have in the midst of an election? Mitt Romney betraying us in Utah, trying to get rid of incumbent great Senator Mike Lee. And then Mitch McConnell is doing some stuff up in Alaska that you have to learn about. This Utah story is big. Imagine election night and we're celebrating and we're saying, wow, we're going to take back the... What's going on in Utah? Why is this close? It is conceivable that we defeat Democrats only to be defeated by a fake independent CIA plant in Utah. The Uniparty is not counting seats. They're counting votes. Mitch McConnell, while his pal in Utah is running this operation against the wonderful Mike Lee, Mitch McConnell, while resources are so thin right now, Blake Masters, Herschel Walker rate latest polls are not great. Ron Johnson is doing better, J.D. Vance, but resources are so thin. And what is Mitch McConnell deciding to spend money on? What is Mitch McConnell deciding to go do? TheFederalist.com, Mitch McConnell dumps another $1 million into Alaska to save Murkowski after ditching Arizona's Blake Masters. Mitch McConnell has dropped another $1 million in support for Lisa Murkowski, trying to fend off a challenger from another Republican, Kelly Shibaka, who's a great candidate. So Kelly Shibaka is up against Lisa Murkowski. Why is it that Mitch McConnell is spending precious resources to go help a moderate Republican who has to defend herself against a grassroots conservative, Shibaka? Meanwhile, McConnell canceled $8 million in ad buys for Blake Masters. So here you have two simultaneous rhino operations happening, beautifully written in The Federalist. One where the money that should be going to flip Democrat seats is going up to Alaska, the great state of Alaska with amazing people, to try to put Murkowski across the finish line. Meanwhile, you have Mitt Romney, who is very quietly creating a sneak takeover operation, a fifth column operation, a Trojan horse operation in Utah. I've said this before, the Republican establishment is like the Vichy French. Whose side are they actually on? And so on this program, we're going to be covering all the different fronts of this war. And yes, I'm seeing better and better trends, but we have got to say, what happens if they take out Mike Lee with this CIA agent, Evan McMuffin McMullen? This is not getting nearly enough coverage, everybody. And then in Alaska, Mitch McConnell's priority is to go help Lisa Murkowski, who voted to convict Donald Trump. That's the priority of the regime in Washington, D.C. That's the priority of the Washington, D.C. cartel. Mitch McConnell could have ended this entire thing in Utah. If McConnell would have used his power, because everyone's afraid of McConnell, everyone is really afraid of him, and he has a lot of power, admittedly. All McConnell had to do was call Willard Mitt Romney and say, back off of this, get your CIA agent to stop running, let Mike Lee win. Instead now, precious resources are now going to have to go to Utah for good reason to go help Mike Lee. I'm probably going to have to go visit Utah to go help Mike Lee. I'm not complaining. I'm happy to do it. I love Mike Lee. But instead, we should be spending our time, our energy, our resources on defeating Warnock, defeating Mark Kelly, and defeating Tim Ryan, and defeating that communist running in Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes, whatever his name is, defeating the guy in North Carolina. So all of a sudden now our resources have to be spread out. It's an opportunity cost thing. So Mitt Romney is launching a rhino sabotage operation in Utah. And then McConnell is spending his money not to go defeat Democrats, but protect Republicans that are basically Democrats against the amazing Kelly Schiavacca. What is going on here? We, the grassroots, have got to raise our voice. We've got to take back this entire operation right now. There is one person who can fix all of this, and the only person that can fix all of this, and that is Donald Trump. He's got to get back on the road more, in my opinion. He's got to start bailing these candidates out. He's got to start to get the midterm messaging in alignment. These cockroaches, these vermin in the Republican establishment, they're able to operate freely because Donald Trump is not as active as I think he will be. Lindsey Graham with that ridiculous abortion thing. I even say that as a pro-lifer, ridiculous abortion measure that will never get passed anytime soon as a way to sabotage. You got McConnell funding Schiavacca, and you got Mitt Romney drafting candidates under the table to go run against the amazing Mike Lee. Left unchecked, these rhinos are going to destroy our chances. We got to line up as the America First movement. We got to get Donald Trump back on the road. We got to get all of these people back in the line. Keep your eyes open. The rhinos are going to try to derail this really good trend we have going into November. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.